Marjorie Taylor Greene blasts 23 Republicans who voted against censuring Rashida Tlaib. By Olivia Rondo on November 2, 2023. House Democrats applauded when 23 Republicans joined them in killing a resolution to censure Squad member Representative Rashida Tlaib DME, for being a pro-Hamas anti-Semite and rallying insurrectionists. The resolution, killed Wednesday night with a vote of 222 to 186, was introduced on October 26 by Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, RGA, over Tlaib's controversial actions in response to the heightened conflict between Israel and Hamas. Democrats briefly broke out into applause when the resolution failed, Fox News reported, adding that a retaliatory resolution to censure Greene, introduced by Representative Becca Boland, DVT, was pulled from the schedule shortly before voting began. The Republican Congresswoman introduced the censure proposal after Tlaib made thinly veiled threats on October 18 to the U.S. government about its lack of action against Israel for supposedly bombing a hospital, a pro-Hamas lie that Tlaib has repeated. Watch, media repeat Hamas propaganda on hospital blast. Israel shows evidence terrorist rocket responsible. To my president, to our president, I want him to know. As also somebody of Muslim faith, I'm not going to forget this. And I think a lot of people aren't going to forget this. Tlaib said before her supporters staged an insurrection in the capital to protest for Palestine. When announcing her resolution in response to Tlaib's behavior, Greene said she must be held accountable for her anti-Semitic beliefs and for leading the insurrection. After the resolution was killed, Greene took to X, formerly known as Twitter, to lambaste her fellow Republicans who voted in favor of Tlaib. Along with a list of feckless Republicans that voted with Democrats. Greene wrote after the vote, "This is why Republicans never do anything to stop the communists, Democrats or ever hold anyone accountable. Pathetic. Must be great to be a Democrat," she said in a follow-up post. "They all stick together to destroy our country and cover up each other's lies and stand unified to protect Tlaib, Hamas caucus. But Republicans just join Democrats and vote to destroy our country and our party. Some of the conservatives on this list are claiming they couldn't vote to censure Tlaib BC. My resolution called October 18 an insurrection," the outraged congresswoman added. "These same conservatives have never lifted a finger to help Jan 6 defendants. They could care less that they are rotting in jail." One of the Republicans who voted against censuring Tlaib, Representative Chip Roy, RTX, explained why he did not go for the resolution despite his disagreement with her statements. "Representative Rashida Tlaib has repeatedly made outrageous remarks toward Israel and the Jewish people. Her conduct is unbecoming of a member of Congress and certainly worthy of condemnation, if not censure," he wrote on X. However, tonight's feckless resolution to censure Tlaib was deeply flawed and made legally and factually unverified claims, including the claim of leading an insurrection, he continued. Exclusive video: pro-Palestinian insurrectionists occupy Federal House Office Building in Washington, D.C. He elaborated on why he disagreed with abusing the term insurrection. "I voted to table the resolution. In January 2021, the legal term insurrection was stretched and abused by many following the events at the Capitol. We should not continue to perpetuate claims of insurrection at the Capitol and we should not abuse the term now." Another of the 23, Representative Tim Walberg, Army, said he voted against the resolution to preserve free speech. Walberg said in a statement, "As much as I disagree with previous comments made by Rep. Tlaib, First Amendment liberties are for every American, and I will support this constitutional right. Whether the speaker is on the political left or right and whether they are speaking heinous lies or harsh truths. When we hear evil speech, we should not look to the government for the answer but rather speak up as individuals to denounce it," he added. Rep. Boland, the author of the retaliatory censure resolution towards Greene, celebrated the anti-Tlaib resolution's failure and said she has withdrawn her attack on the Republican congresswoman for now. "Given the fact that this conference voted unanimously for an election denier, there was a question of whether my resolution to censure Rep. Greene could pass with the votes it needed for moderate Republicans. They have shown they are unable to stand up in moments that require courage." Boland was referring to the election of Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA. But tonight, when 23 Republicans said no to Rep. Greene's bigotry, I saw this situation a little differently. I want to thank them for doing the right thing. And I'm going to hold back on the vote for now," Volland continued. "Vermonters and people across the country need us to get to work and focus on the urgent needs facing working people here at home and around the world."